explanation of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and observed a hen sitting on her eggs. And she noticed was that the hen never left the eggs. It was just two or three times a day when the hen would stand up, drink water, eat some food, mast in a corner, and returned to her precious eggs. Similarly, the hen would normally flee if approached, but her dedication to sitting on her eggs was such that she even tolerated someone's immediate presence, though she puffed her feathers and she appeared threatening in an effort to scare anybody that comes close to her or comes close to her eggs. And this prompted the question to ask, what is required for an egg to hatch? What is required for an egg to hatch? On doing some research, we discovered that the minimum requirement is a constant temperature around 38 degrees Celsius, controlled humidity, and regularly turning the eggs. So these are three components that require for those eggs to hatch. A controlled temperature around 38 degrees, controlled humidity, and all the time the eggs turning. During the entire 21-day period until the eggs hatched, it was the hen's determination and commitment that stood out. Through rain and shine, she remained single-handedly glued to them. Unsurprisingly, this commitment and dedication paid off with the eggs hatching on the 21st, revealing small, fluffy baby chicks. But then what happened? Calamity struck. 2 days later, the mother hen just turned her back away for a few moments, and in a split of a second, a predator struck and one of her chick was no more. Now this entire incident of this hen laying her eggs taught us many valuable lessons of bringing up our children. The first lesson is that in order for a child to be raised correctly, with correct Islamic beliefs, values, and ethos and character, the parents will have to remain dedicated and committed to their children at all times. Just like that hen, the mother hen cannot leave her eggs. The parents cannot leave their children unattended or ignore their upbringing and hope that the desired result would magically manifest itself. It's not going to happen. Allah has given you that child as an amana. Allah has given you that child as a trust. You think coming to the masjid and leaving that child alone is going to solve your problem? No, that child has to be with you. You can't leave that child alone. It is in the nature of that child to go to the garage. That is where the action is. It is the nature of the child to play with other children. That is where the action is. You have brought the child for a purpose to the masjid. It is your responsibility to look at that child, to make the child stand next to you, and to ensure that child is reading his salah. The second lesson is that the correct requirements will have to be met in order for the child to be molded correctly. Just as the eggs are warm, the parents will have to keep the home warm with the nur and the light of Islam and the sunnah. Just like the hen does not leave that egg, it makes sure it is warm. The home has to be warm with the environment of being. You cannot have a separate environment in the masjid and a separate environment at home and thinking miracle is going to happen. The home must be alive with salah, with dhikr, with ta'aleem, with recitation of the Quran, with dua, with righteous actions that will nurture the iman in the heart of the child. Similarly, just as the hand ensures humidity is controlled, the environment of the home must be humid with the love of Allah Ta'ala. The environment of the home must be with kindness, with the love of Rasulullah, the love of the Ummah, the love of Sunnah, the love of Sahaba, the love of the pious, etc. And just as the hen continues to check on the eggs and turns them, the parents will have to continue check on their children, guiding them, correcting them when necessary in order to instill the correct habits and ways in order to mold them according to Islamic values. And the third lesson, my respected elders and friends, is that even after everything else is carried out correctly, the parents must remain vigilant and on guard at all times. When the hen turned her watchful gaze away, when the hen turned her watchful gaze away for a few moments, her chick was snatched away from her. In the same way, if we turn our gaze away and attention away from our children and allow them to go unsupervised and leave our own supervision and go about unattended, they will be rapidly taken away and fall victim to the predatory influences of evil and haram around them. That is going to happen, my friends. So many times we hear that, you know, the child was with me just now and somebody snatched the child away. When you're at the mall, what happens? When you're at the mall, what happens? The child was next to me. I just turned my back and the predator took the child away. We have listened. We have listened to numerous personal accounts of recovering drug addicts. And almost all of them concurred on one point. They concurred on one point. It was their parents blindly trusting them and giving them unfettered freedom that gave them leeway to fall into drugs. Every child that you speak to, he didn't just come onto drugs or pornography or anything like that on his own. It was the freedom that was given to him. My friends, my parents, money, fast cars, and freedom to do whatever is a recipe for disaster. Really, it's a recipe. You think about it. You think about it. And this point is not exclusive to drugs. Most sins that plague our youth today, destroying both the iman and the dunya, is an addiction to pornography, allowed to take root and progress due to parents not exercising the required level of vigilance and caution, especially with the freedom of cars, with the freedom of internet, with the freedom of cell phone. Where does it all start from? Where does it all start from? I cannot fathom. I cannot understand how a parent allows his child to drive a car that's top speed of 250 and 300 kilometers and expect nothing to happen. The imam drives a 1.4 motor car. He goes 80 kilometers cruising on the highway. You are giving the license to death to that child. We believe and we maintain whatever is meant to happen will happen. That is inevitable. That is in the hands of Allah. But you as a parent, don't you have that much of intelligence? That you're giving a child a gun loaded with bullets? You're giving him a gun that is loaded with bullets and you tell him don't shoot. Before, we lost our children in rivers, in the woods, and in the seas. Today, we lost them in the bedrooms. When they played in the backyard, we heard their voices. We listened to their fantasies. And we heard them even from a distance. The only thing they had to be back, Maghrib time. My elders will concur with me. That was the rule of the house. You had to be back Maghrib time. Today, never mind, son, you must come back the Hajj time. No Fajr, nothing. Go, but make sure you're back by midnight. What are you doing? What are you doing to your children? When they entered the house, there was no TV in every room. No electronic devices in their hands. Today we don't hear their voices. We don't hear their thoughts. We don't hear their fantasies. The children are there inside their rooms, and that's why we think they're safe. How immature of a parent to think that way. Now they are left with their headphones. They are left with their headphones, locked in their world, building their knowledge and looking at things that me and you don't even know about. They literally lost their lives. They're still alive in their bodies, but dead in their relationship with their parents. Closed in a global world of such information and stimuli, passing feds which continue to do nothing but give them dirt and filth all the time. Inside the rooms, we lost children because they no longer know who they are or what their families think. They are already dead of their family identity. They become a mixture of everything they've been influenced by, and parents don't always really know what their kids are. One therapist mentioned, a psychologist mentioned to me personally, she said, I have seen so many sick families with dead children inside their rooms. I've seen so many sick families with dead children inside their rooms. Parents, I invite you to take your child out of the bedroom. I invite you to take your child out of the tablet, the cell phone, the computer, the headset. I invite you to buy table games for them. Board games. How we used to play. What they used to call it. Ludo. Snakes and ladders. As a family, we sat and we played these games. We knew the fantasies of our children. Today, we don't even know. The child takes the car and goes out of the house. We don't even know. Play games. Have fun with them. Listen to their voices, their speeches. Listen to their thoughts and give them an opportunity to keep them alive. That is the need of the hour, my respected elders and friends. How many more youth are we going to still lose? In tragedy upon tragedies upon tragedies. And yet we don't take heed and we don't take a lesson. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Are we failing as fathers? Are we failing as our responsibility and duty to our children? I don't say don't buy them anything. I don't say don't buy them a car. I don't say don't buy them a cell phone or a tablet. But let them work towards it. Let them understand the qadr and let them understand the value of things. Let them understand that how we grew up. We rode a bicycle, it didn't make us any smaller. We walked, it didn't make us any smaller. For how long, my friends, are we going to lose our children? And for how long are we going to give them money? They don't need our presence. P-R-E-S-E-N-T. P-R-E-S-E-N-T. They don't need our presence. They need our presence. P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E. To flash 500 and go. Go for a holiday. go for a camp, go here, go there. That's easy to do, my friends. But they need your presence as a father. May Allah save us and our children from the evil of the time. And may He grant us the ability to uphold deen completely in our lives. We are coming through challenging times, my friends. In this regard, inshallah, next week, long weekend, the Ijtima' will be taking place in Lens. Take our children with them. They've got so much of energy. They've got so much of adrenaline in them. Any revolution that took place in any country, study history, it was the youth that brought about the change. Muhammad bin Qasim, rahmatullah alayh, the conqueror of Sindh. The killers of Abu Jahl, who made Abu Jahl, they were youth. Study history. And you will find a list of youth that gave their lives for the sake of deen. In our very own country, the uprising of 1976 was done by the youth. They brought about a change. Today we enjoy 30 years of freedom and democracy. They have so much of energy. Channel their energies in the right way. Make them ambassadors of deen. Let them go out in the path of Allah and see the change that they can bring in our society, inshallah. So this istima will be taking place next week, inshallah. Our masjid has been tasked with to assist with the security, inshallah. Starting off from Wednesday, the list has been put up on the board, on the notice board. Brothers who are available and who can assist for this important task, inshallah, keeping the property of the ummah, looking after it, also great rewards, inshallah. So let us try to assist in whatever way we can, inshallah. Starting from Wednesday, brothers can put their names up on the notice board, inshallah. And we continue to, inshallah, share with this opportunity of spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spending on the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, Allah reward us for all the efforts and all the deeni activities that take place, inshallah. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له أحد وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الأمجد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين تزودوا للغد أما بعد فيا معشر الإخوان إن من آداب المعاشرة الإسلامية أداء الحقوق منها ما على الأولاد للوالدين ومنها ما للأولاد على الأبوين وقد قال عليه الصلاة والسلام كلكم راء في أهل بيته ومسؤول عن رعيته وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من حق الولد على الوالد ثلاث أشياء أن يحسن اسمه ويعلمه الكتاب إذا عقل ويزوجه إذا أدرك وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الغلام يعق عنه يوم السابع ويسمى ويماط عنه الأذى فإذا بلغ 6 سنين أدب فإذا بلغ 9 سنين عزل فراشه فإذا بلغ 13 ضرب على الصلاة
فإذا بلغ 16 تزوجه أبوه ثم أخذ بيديه وقد قال قد أدبتك وعلمتك وأنحتك. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولا تقتلوا أولادكم خشية إملاق نحن نرزقهم وإياكم إن قتلهم كان خطأ كبيرا. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم. أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأزدكهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في فلسطين وفي غزة وفي سوريا وفي كشمير وفي شام وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل الدين. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة. Let's ensure ourselves are straight, shoulder to shoulder with our heels in line. Let's try to fill in the gaps then as close as possible, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها الذين
الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون يا أيها الذين كفروا لا تعتذروا اليوم إنما تجزون ما كنتم تعملون الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا عسى ربكم أن يكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار يوم لا يخزي الله النبي والذين آمنوا معه نورهم يسعى بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم يقولون ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله 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 السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم صل على محمد وآله وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي في الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك عن من سواك. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا. اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.